Hey friends, welcome to Let's Talk with Stephanie Odom. I am your host, Stephanie. I'm so honored to have you here, and this podcast is all about motivation, inspiration, and just the fill me guts, the give you the little push, the little nudge that you need to kickstart your day in a positive way. So if you're interested in positivity and you're interested into sending so much love out into the world, stay tuned and let's get started. Happy Monday and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. And today we are going to be talking about imposter syndrome. If you don't know the definition of imposter syndrome, it is a psychological term referring to a pattern of behavior where people doubt their accomplishments and have a persistent and internalization or fear of being exposed as a fraud. Now, I wanted to discuss this topic because I feel like it's not talked about enough. And although it's not technically a psychological diagnostic, it is still a term that psychologists and therapists use and know what it means and mindset behind it. Let me ask, have you ever felt like you aren't as worthy or intelligent as others may believe you to be, or that your accomplishments were just out of luck? If so, then you've probably felt somewhat of imposter syndrome, the internal feeling of projecting and sense of what other people may be thinking or what they're going to wake up and realize about you. If you're an entrepreneur, I know that you've probably felt this way a time or two, to where you felt that maybe you weren't as qualified as what you're trying to launch or put out into the world. Or maybe you're a parent, and if you remember the very first time holding your baby in your arms or bringing your baby home, how it felt that you had no idea what you were doing. Were you even capable of handling the job at hand? When it comes to persistently questioning your capabilities and your accomplishments, these types of feelings are what are considered imposter syndrome. This is where imposter syndrome hit, where you know that you are skilled or competent in this area, yet your mind begins to tell you that you are being a fraud or incapable. You feel like you're not who everyone thinks you are, or you're not up to the task or capable to really complete the task that other people have presented to you. It's just a feeling of not being good enough in certain areas, questioning and doubting yourself. And I want you to know that it's very common, and it is said that 20 to 30% of high achievers experience these feelings, and that 70% of people have felt this way at least once in their lifetime. Now, whether you're a very high achiever or knowledgeable in a field or a parent, chances are you have felt this way and pushed through and realized that you were worrying yourself or projecting unnecessary fear onto yourself once you overcame it, once you actually fought through and did the thing afraid. However, when you're in the mix of it and you're in the grind of it, it's so scary and can really make you have depression and blues, and many different other psychological and physical aspects can come with this. However, I'm not really 100% sure on what the characteristics are that cause us to have these types of feelings. With doing my research and really trying to narrow it down, it was just really all over the spectrum on what causes it, what is the reason behind it. And there are a bunch of different theories, but for me personally, because it wasn't really locked in one particular type of category, I just felt that I wasn't going to speak on it. I wasn't going to talk about really the why. I'm going to talk about more of how to overcome it, how to pull through and get out of the situation and how to fix it. But first, I want you to understand that it's very common to feel like you may be a fraud or aren't good enough to be acknowledged in your specific area. But remember that it's just thoughts and feelings that you are battling amongst yourself, and it's going to take your own self to pull yourself through it with doing certain actions. What triggers imposter syndrome? Ironically, it is said that a main trigger is the acknowledgement of one's success, maybe a promotion or an award, or even where people have to answer questions that are asked about what they do or how they come about achieving something. It's drawing attention to their success and their achievements. And for whatever reason, it can make you feel like, oh, well, I'm not the best in this field, or I don't see how I am acknowledged as one of the best about this topic, or whatever the case may be. But bringing acknowledgement from other people or a group of people to your success or to that person's success can create the feeling of imposter syndrome. And also on the other spectrum of that is failure. Failure or not having events work in someone's favor after a long road of successes can be a trigger, or people begin to question their capabilities or their aptitude in that specific topic if something didn't go the way that they had planned, even if it wasn't a major loss, but they fell off the wagon when it came to the success mountain, because we all know that everyone has ups and downs. But sometimes when certain people hit downs, they just feel like they're not good enough to continue on or get back on the horse to ride the mountain back up. So that's where imposter syndrome comes, to where they're really hard on themselves. They're, you know, I'm not good enough for this. I don't know why I'm being acknowledged in this, because look at this, I failed right here, or this didn't work out. How am I able to run a business, or whatever the case may be. I don't like putting negativity out there. I'm just giving these as examples. But from one high to being acknowledged to the opposite end, to failing or having mishaps in whatever it is that they're trying to do, these can really be triggers when it comes to imposter syndrome. So how to overcome it? How to overcome and fight through and pull yourself out of it? Well, while you can't physically go into a doctor's office and simply get diagnosed with imposter syndrome, you can go into a psychologist's office and explain that you may be feeling like you have imposter syndrome, and they will know the term. And they'll also be able to help you with different guides and strategies to help you get through different things. But for right now, I'm going to give you tips coming from a personal aspect on ways that you can overcome imposter syndrome. So I'm just going to dive in with number one. These are in no particular order. I just feel that, speaking from my own personal experience, these tips right here, there's six of them, have really helped me when I was just really down on myself and just kind of being hard on myself. And we all do it. We all have moments where it's kind of like, not really self-pity, but we're kind of like just being ugly. We're being ugly to ourselves. And whatever the trigger may be, you can't do that. You have to pull yourself out of it. You can't unpack there and stay there. So how do you get to where you're not unpacking there? Number one, I want you to understand that it's normal. Imposter syndrome is very common and happens to approximately 70% of people. You're not alone. And many people go through these feelings, and sometimes more than one. Sometimes when you're continuously exceeding in different areas, you're going to have ups and downs. And with that may come imposter syndrome, and you'll go through the strategies all over again. But you just keep growing and knowing you're not alone, that it's normal to have these feelings. Just don't unpack and stay there. Number two, keep your mindset positive. Stop allowing negative thoughts to overcome your sense of direction. When you feel like your mind is protruding with negativity, I want you to acknowledge it and shift the thinking about something that makes you happy. So if you're sitting here and you're being really hard on yourself, you need to be vigilant when it comes to paying attention and catching it, so you can alter your way of thinking. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to have bad days. It just simply is building your awareness on how to treat yourself. It's building the awareness also on how to correct the negative thoughts that may be entering you. By bringing awareness to it, you're allowing yourself and giving yourself permission to push those thoughts out and create something positive in your head, even if it's a memory or you want to cut on a movie that makes you happy, whatever the case may be. Give yourself the permission to alter your way of thinking. Keep your mindset positive and protect your peace of mind. Number three, stop comparing yourself to others. I've talked about this 100 times, I know, but it really is very important. We're all guilty of comparison at some time or another. Just know that where you are in your stage of life may not be where they are, and you don't know what all they have been through to get there. Their winning season is more than likely filled with many lessons, many ups and downs, many different feelings, and their lessons are not going to be your lessons. What they go through or how they go about doing things is not going to be for you, and vice versa. So stop comparing yourself. Number four, I want you to talk to someone. Talk and confide to someone who really understands your feelings, whether it's finding a mentor, coach, a therapist. Any of these will work and can definitely be a good place to start. Or even a friend who may be in the field or a similar dynamic as you. They can help with your mindset shift. Someone that you enjoy being around is upbeat with you. We all have that one person that if we really want to confide in and we want it to be upbeat and not sad, that we go to. We all have one. We are naturally wired with feelings of wanting to feel understood. So a good talk can help so much in making you understand you're not alone, but also shifting your mindset and making sure that you are getting happy projections onto you from their words of affirmation and really just help you through it. Number 5, understand that mistakes help grow. As mentioned prior, imposter syndrome can come to light after a fail. We all have failing seasons. Just pick yourself up, evaluate, and take it as a growth. After a fail, it's understood what isn't or didn't work for you, and that's a gain. Knowledge is power. So just because that didn't work right now doesn't mean that you get to be down on yourself or give up in whatever it is that you're doing. You're just going to have to switch directions a little bit and adjust some things and get back on the horse to ride the mountain. And 6, oh Lordy, it is okay not to know everything. It's almost impossible to know everything anyway. This is where growth comes to play. You will learn and get balance as you keep going. Everything is constantly changing and improving, so you'll never know everything anyways because there is always something new to learn, or something's changing, or this is what's working now. There's always something else that has to be learned or something else that needs to be picked up, or there's never a never-ending cycle when it comes to learning new things. And because knowledge is power, you should be intrigued to learn something new anyways. Just because you don't know something that maybe is in your field or a new thing that is the big thing in your field doesn't mean you're not good enough to still learn it and teach someone else or talk about it with someone else or give a speech on it. Whatever the case may be, you'll be fine. You will learn it. It's okay not to know it off the rip. Don't ever feel like you're too old or because of this reason. Don't put limitations on yourself. Go learn it, take it, and pass it on. That way you can maintain your identity in whatever it is that you're doing. So I hope that these tips help you feel, in a sense, a type of peace and normalcy in knowing that you're not alone. And also knowing that you can overcome these thoughts and feelings. And with these 6 steps, it definitely helps to pull you out of the rut of having a sense of fraudness about you or feeling that you're not worthy of your title. You just have to know where to start. You have to kind of understand what your triggers are. What's going to be your trigger? It's not going to be a trigger for someone else. But if you know how you kind of talk to yourself and you know where it comes from, then that's a starting point. With these 6 helpful tips that I'm giving you, you can pull and learn from those to overcome the feelings and the thoughts that you're projecting onto yourself. Because it's not like people are just going to wake up every day and continuously think about you and then just automatically start having negative thoughts about you. That's not how it works. 9 times out of 10, you're in your own bubble. Everyone else is in their own bubble. They're thinking about things that they need to accomplish. I'm not trying to be harsh, but they're not going to really be thinking about you. By taking yourself out of it or your id, you'll kind of understand how to pull yourself from it, pull yourself from your own thoughts, pull yourself from feeling and allowing yourself to feel that way. I hope that this was helpful, you guys. And until next time, I will talk with y'all soon.